I want every single member of my team to always be adding value.
When you make a mistake, you can't really suffer. You have to take pleasure and pride in that moment, because that's the moment that's going to make you better.
You kind of have to as a leader. You have to get into the difficult topics and confronting and challenging yourself.
Produced by Podcast Architects.
You're listening to the Lead On Podcast, where we discuss experiences in the armed forces while exploring lessons from military leaders.
Welcome back to CPO Pride Day. On behalf of the Enlisted Leadership Foundation and Podcast Architects, I'm Ben Wiggins, and we have a treat for you here. I am here with Rear Admiral Brad Rosen. Brad, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me, Ben. It's truly an honor for me to be here.
Yes, everybody was very excited when you rolled in, and obviously, grateful for your leadership and your service, obviously. But tell us a little bit about this event from your perspective. Like, how are you seeing these festivities?
Yeah, this is my first CPO Pride Day, and as I pulled in, I wasn't sure exactly what to expect, but it certainly wasn't this. I mean, this is truly an amazing event to see the camaraderie that's going on between the new selectees and the genuine chiefs. It's really eye-watering to see the leadership training, the development that chiefs who've long left the Navy are still be a part of this organization and training the next generation of our Navy leaders.
Yeah, without question. Tell us a little bit more about that rising leadership. When you're thinking in terms of the next generation of leaders, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah, well, for me, what I'm always looking for from my team and my leadership team in particular as a commander is I want every single member of my team to always be adding value. When they're adding value, when they're interacting with their peers, when they're adding value for their leadership, and when they're adding value for their sailors, that's what's most important to me. And as I look to chiefs, and I often think through what I want a chief to do, and what I want the chief's mess to do, it's to always tell me what I need to hear. Not necessarily but what I want to hear, but what I need to hear.
Right.
And that, if chiefs always keep that in mind, it will help the Navy to run smoothly. Because I've always felt that chiefs run the Navy, and in order for that to happen, the mess has always got to tell the commander, the commanding officer, what he or she needs to hear.
Yeah, that definitely resonates. And coming from business and from the civilian world, that concept of adding value, and we talk with our team all the time about looking for ways to just drive ruthlessly in an ethical way and in a way that is with respect for safety, obviously, and doing things in the best way possible. But look for ways to add value and to do it fast and to do it furious.
Absolutely. And for leaders, always looking to remove barriers so that their team can succeed.
Without a doubt.
Removing barriers is a key element of any successful leader.
What do you think what are the barriers that you end up removing the most often? Like, what do you think is the stuff that...
I think I jokingly say that if it wasn't for easy things, I would have nothing to do all day.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the reality is any big organization, sometimes we have a lot of people trying to do the right things for the right reasons, but sometimes bureaucracy gets in the way. And just being the voice of reason and asking yourself, hey, does this make sense? I think that's what I try and do as a leader as I'm looking to barriers and making sure that my team understands what a barrier is. That, hey, if it's just a policy, it's a barrier. If it's a lack of resources, it's a barrier. There are many, many different types of barriers. And just trying to find a way to get to yes will always serve the organization well.
Absolutely. Last question. For someone who's considering long-term leadership in the U.S. Navy, what is the one piece of advice that you would give them? Potentially something that might surprise them a little.
I think through always where you want to be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and make a plan to get there. The Navy has lots of opportunities available for you. And if you as a leader think through where you want to be, whether that's in uniform, out of the uniform, how the Navy can help you get to where you need to go, that will serve you well.
All right. Well, Rear Admiral Rosen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We sincerely appreciate it on behalf of CPO Pride Day and the Enlisted Leadership Foundation. Thank you for your service and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ben. Nice to meet you.
Welcome back. From CPO Pride Day, on behalf of the Enlisted Leadership Foundation and Podcast Architects, I'm Ben Wiggins, and I am here with selectee Stephen Cagle. Stephen, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Master Chief Rodriguez and the impact that he's had on you.
Ooh, that's an easy one. So I've been on board about a year. Master Chief Rodriguez is a true deck plate leader. No matter what he's going through, no matter how his day's going, he's always got a positive look on his face. He's always leading the charge. He doesn't really let his emotions get to him. So no matter how bad your day is, you look at him and it's just, it's easy to embody. Like, all right, I need to pick my game up. He's struggling, but I can't even tell. So you just keep going.
Absolutely. Tell us about experiencing today from the inside.
Oh, what a blast. Today was amazing. Marching with all these selectees, all these genuines, there's thousands of years of experience, today. So just getting around, talking with everyone, it's a little overwhelming at first, but once you get going, it's just, it's a great environment. A lot of leadership, a lot of opportunities for learning and improvement. I enjoyed it.
Speaking of the learning and improvement, what kind of charges did you get? Have you looked at any of it yet?
So I purposely walked around and I'm not going to say what that is, but I have a certain type of person that I'm looking for when I get charges. I want that leader who I think I embody, someone who meets my morals and ethics. And I got a lot of those charges. It was easy. I said a quick prayer before I got here, and I believe God just led me to those people. It was easy. Like the last 5 for 5 signatures were right up my alley. So I'm very, very impressed.
Excellent. What's next for you?
As far as my career,
where you feel like you're being led to go next?
Oh, absolutely. I'm at 18 years. I'm looking to keep going. Probably retire in 5. My kids will be 12 and 10 at that point.
Okay.
I look forward to being that crazy stay-at-home football dad.
Sounds like a good time. For an aspiring leader, potentially an aspiring enlisted leader, what's a piece of advice that you would give them about just future leadership and their life of service in general?
The advice I think that I would give is, everyone always says learn from your mistakes, but that's a lot easier said than done. I think to learn from your mistakes, when you make a mistake, you can't really suffer. You have to take pleasure and pride in that moment, because that's the moment that's going to make you better. And if you worry about it, if you try to brush it off, then you're putting that leadership opportunity behind you, because you're trying to get over that mistake you just made instead of realizing, okay, I could do better next time.
Excellent. Well, selectee Stephen Cagle, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you obviously being a part of being right in the middle of CPO Pride Day and coming to talk with us about the event.
Certainly. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Welcome back from CPO Pride Day. And on behalf of the Enlisted Leadership Foundation and Podcast Architects, I am Ben Wiggins, and I am here with ETC Select, Joshua Swaim. Thank you so much for being here and speaking with us a little bit today.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your perspective on the day and these festivities as a civilian. Getting to be a part of this is a super exciting thing. Like I feel, I guess, grateful to be here. But tell us a little bit about how you're seeing all of this.
Well, as a civilian, I mean, it's got to be kind of like, I don't know if you've ever been to a summer camp, but it might be a little bit of like that. Or my wife was in cheer camp, so she's told me a little bit about that. So that could, you could draw parallels there for sure.
Sure.
But for me personally, having the inside perspective here and an inside look for the first time, it's been super special. I'm pretty even keeled most of the time, so I don't get too excited, don't get too low either. So I just kind of take it in and observe, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'll probably collect my thoughts later on it and develop these are the things that I learned today. But yeah, it's been fun. That's the first and foremost, it's been fun. But it's also been really, really cool to see the different leaders and have them speak. And it's been rewarding as well.
Tell us about the journey a little bit, if you would, over the past year, even few years leading up to today, and what's to follow.
Well, I joined the Navy in 2006, so it's been a long time. That's 17 years for those who don't do quick math. And, you know, the Navy's been a journey for me for sure. I've grown up in the Navy. I've become a leader in the Navy and developed leadership skills that are going to last me a lifetime for sure. As far as like the season specifically, I don't think anybody's ever ready for it. You know, you think you might be when you start it, when you go in, but I don't think anybody's ever ready.
Yeah.
Does that kind of answer your question?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then what are you looking forward to most about what's next?
More opportunities to lead for sure. These last, I think 5 years, probably, if I had to like put a number on it, is when my leadership abilities have really come to bear. And that's when I've kind of found a passion for leadership and mentorship. Being an electronics technician, you work a lot with, you know, troubleshooting high-end equipment, really, really in the weeds with the technicalities, and people aren't really your forefront necessarily. But being able to find that new piece about myself has been super rewarding. And it really like lights a new flame kind of for motivation, you know?
Talk, if you would, a little bit about your relationship with the Enlisted Leadership Foundation.
Sure, absolutely. So first and foremost, I want to thank David Deary for putting on the ELF, you know, all of the things that they do, including this. And also want to thank the people who donate their time to things like the LPO Academy, things like the Foundry. Both of those things I was very involved with throughout the last couple of years, and that's kind of where I found my place and that passion that I was talking about with the leadership.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny that I'm up here. I actually have a really big fear of like public speaking.
Okay.
And this is about as public.
You're doing great.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just trying to keep challenging myself and getting myself out of my comfort zone is the LPO Academy and Foundry helped me a lot with those things.
What are those? Like, sure, for aspiring leaders who may be interested.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are those?
So the LPO Academy is for E5 sailors who are kind of front runners or hard charging, future leader LPOs, which is leading petty officers. It's a mentorship course that's unlike anything that the Navy provides. Where you learn different attributes and different characteristics of what it means to lead, and you kind of can find your own way of leading and your own method of leadership in those courses, because you have, and they're long days, but they're super, super rewarding, and the days go by really fast because a lot of it is just conversation. And it's not death by PowerPoint like you would normally see in most Navy instruction.
In a lot of instruction.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure in the civilian sector as well, but it's mostly conversations. You have mentors that are, you know, in small groups, and you have what's called fireside chats at the end of the day to kind of break down and discuss the topics that you covered that day. And all of it is super, super rewarding. And you have to buy into it as well, though. You know, you can't just go in, kind of close off. You have to go in because you dig into deep, difficult topics. You kind of have to as a leader. You have to get into the difficult topics and confronting and challenging yourself and your own ideas, your own biases, your own perspectives have to be challenged when you go into those things. And the LPO Academy does a really good job of doing that. And the Foundry is for E6s. That are trying to become chiefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That are also front running. That's essentially the same thing as the LPO Academy, but they have a lot more emphasis on the civilian sector, bringing in civilian sector leaders and talking about, hey, these are the things that we've learned in the civilian sector that apply to leadership. And when I'm listening to those things, hearing those leaders talk, like, wow, that's super applicable even in the military. So leadership across the board. It's not just, you know, military. It's not just civilian sector. They definitely have a lot of overlap.
For an aspiring leader, then, how would you map out kind of a path to success for them? What advice would you give them that you wish somebody had given to you back in 2006?
Oh, man. There's so many nuggets of advice. I could not summarize it down to one thing, I don't think. I think the best advice that I ever got was you're not as good as you think you are. And that's just me personally. Being humble was an issue that I had for a really, really long time. And being able to become more humble about, you know, your strengths and even more so your weaknesses, right? Yeah. And being able to face your weaknesses. And I know that's not like one word, but or one phrase, but I would say, you know, just be humble. And that's probably my best advice.
Last question I got. What are you benching these days? Because
actually, my squat's probably the more impressive number, but the bench and the shoulder is not getting a little bit older. So
yeah,
bench
yeah.
probably, I don't know, 285.
685.
No. Probably like 285.
Okay, fair yeah. enough. What about the squat?
The squat's in the upper fours right now.
Yeah. So
I'm working on pushing towards five, trying to get five, and we'll see what happens.
There you go. Well, thank you, Joshua, for taking the time to speak with us. We appreciate you supporting CPO Pride Day, being a part of this, obviously, and then supporting the Enlisted Leadership Foundation.
Of course.
Thanks for coming to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Produced by Podcast Architects.